Good morning. If we could begin with a word of prayer. Lord, I thank you that we can come here together this morning to look into your word. Thank you that you call us to come together and you call us to live for you and help us to live each day in accordance to your word and help us to look into your word each day and look what your will is for our lives. Just want to pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. So this morning I thought I'd look a little bit with reading in 1 John chapter 1. And look into a little bit of, I guess my title is Jesus' Light Shineth. And what a difference that can make in our lives and what a difference it made in different people in the Bible. And I'd just like to begin here in verse 1. That which was from the beginning, which we have seen, which we have heard, and which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon, and our hands have handled of the word of life. For the life was manifested, and we have seen it, and bear witness, and show unto you that eternal life which was with the Father, and was manifested unto us. That which we have seen and heard, declare we unto you, that ye also may have fellowship with us, and truly our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son, Jesus Christ. So we see that Jesus was from the beginning, and he created us. He was with God, created us, and so we can look to him for an example, and he knows about us. And in verse 3, it tells the person of Jesus, and the relationship and fellowship we can have with him, with the Father and with the Son. And then in verse 4, and these things write we unto you, that your joy may be full. This then is the message which we have heard of him and declare unto you, that God is light and in him is no darkness at all. If we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all sin. So John wanted us to be able to have the experience the joy that he had in following Jesus. If we're trying to shine God's light and we're trying to walk in darkness and we're walking in darkness, we'll quickly become confused and it doesn't really shine, and pretty soon we'll fall away and not be that light. And just as light, just as darkness cannot exist in the presence of light, so sin can't exist in the presence of God. So that in verse 6, if we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. And I think it's a good thing to pay attention, make sure we're walking in the light and that the light of Jesus is in us. And then in verse 8, if we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we say that we have not sinned, we make him a liar and his word is not in us. But if we do sin, and if we do have sin in our lives, we realize that we need to come to Jesus and confess it and let him cleanse us. Let God do a work in our lives. And Jesus is the true light that we can look to. In John chapter 1, like to read verses 1 through 12 there. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. The light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. The same came for a witness to bear witness of the light, that all men through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of that light, that was the true light, that shineth, lighteth every man that cometh into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. He came unto his own, and his own received him not. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. So in Jesus is the life, the light, and the power. And Jesus' light shineth. And we see that all through his walk on earth, he was shining the light. He was with the people. He was helping the people. He's healing the people. And the people were experiencing who Jesus was, but different people responded differently. We see the disciples that carried on the work, and we also see the Pharisees that rejected him and the other people that rejected him. So we also have a choice to make as that light shines into our lives. What are we going to do with that light? Are we going to let that light penetrate our lives? When we do, through Jesus, we can become the sons of God. In Philippians 2, verse 15, it says that ye may be blameless and harmless, the sons of God, without rebuke, in the midst of a crooked and perverse nation, among whom ye shine as lights in the world. So I think that's where we need to be. We need to be blameless and harmless, without rebuke. So often easy to get caught up in the world, and if we aren't careful, if we aren't different than the world, we aren't going to be that blameless and harmless. And through Jesus we can, and we can shine that light, and the world will see it and know who Jesus is, and then they have the choice to make. But through Jesus they can make the right choice and turn their lives to him. So that's what I had to share this morning, and that was encouraging.